Today, we delve into the dynamic world of cybersecurity, exploring recent updates from tech giants like Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and SUSE, as they bolster defenses against ever-evolving threats while addressing persistent vulnerabilities that could impact millions globally. In recent developments within Google's ecosystem, the company has enhanced phone security by introducing the Remote Lock tool and advanced theft protection features for Android users globally. These updates promise to better protect personal data, especially with the rollout of upgraded security features tied to the latest Android version. Google's APIs are also improving photo management security on Android devices, reinforcing the company's commitment to addressing software vulnerabilities more effectively through memory safety initiatives. However, challenges persist, as over 200 malicious apps have been discovered on Google Play, posing significant threats with millions of downloads. Additionally, critical vulnerabilities have been found in Google Chrome's components, potentially leading to exploits. In a related concern, scammers are utilizing AI to impersonate Google, targeting Gmail users with phishing scams and malware disguised as Google Meet invitations. These tactics contribute to a growing threat landscape with fake Google Meet pages distributing malware and malicious alerts, misleading users into installing threats. Meanwhile, cybersecurity firm Wiz is in focus for a potential IPO upon reaching $1 billion in annual recurring revenue. Industry leaders, including Heather Adkins, are advocating for future-proof cybersecurity strategies. It remains crucial to stay informed and leverage tools like OAuth 2.0 for securing web applications and using Google reCAPTCHA to enhance application security amidst these challenges. Microsoft is currently addressing several significant cybersecurity challenges. The company recently disclosed a bug that led to the loss of critical security logs for its cloud products over a two-week period, which raises concerns regarding the detection of unauthorized access. This issue further complicates the already challenging cyber defense landscape amidst a dramatic rise in cyber attacks. The company reports a substantial increase in cyber threats, identifying around 600 million daily attacks linked to collaborations between nation-states and cybercrime groups. Activities from countries such as Iran, Russia, and North Korea are particularly noted, with these coordinated efforts posing serious threats to global cybersecurity. In response, Microsoft is enhancing its security measures. It uses honeypots like fake Azure tenants to track phishing attackers and integrates deception technology into Microsoft Defender XDR to improve threat detection. The company also provides guidance on combating sophisticated attack techniques and addresses vulnerabilities within its platforms. Beyond traditional attacks, Microsoft has disclosed vulnerabilities in macOS and Microsoft Edge that could allow unauthorized access and privilege escalation. They also highlight the increasing risks from AI-generated scam calls and misinformation. The company is advocating for greater responsibility in preventing cybercrime, urging governments and organizations to adopt secure-by-design initiatives and adapt security measures for emerging AI technologies. Despite proactive efforts, Microsoft expresses concern about the ongoing security landscape, influenced by geopolitical tensions such as China's denial of U.S. hacking allegations and APT attacks targeting various regions. Microsoft emphasizes the need for unified efforts against state-sponsored cyber attacks and calls for collective action to navigate the complex threat environment. Oracle has identified several vulnerabilities across its product range, including MySQL Server, WebLogic Server, and PeopleSoft. Critical vulnerabilities in MySQL Server can lead to unauthorized access and privilege escalation, with versions up to certain releases vulnerable to denial of service, DOS attacks. Within Oracle's suite, Enterprise Manager and VM VirtualBox are affected by vulnerabilities that enable local privilege escalation, along with significant DOS threats in VirtualBox. Additionally, WebLogic Server has weaknesses that may result in DOS attacks and weak authentication exploits. Applications such as Oracle Applications Manager and Oracle Financials have vulnerabilities that allow unauthorized data manipulation and exploitation of advanced rights, emphasizing the importance for organizations to stay vigilant with updates and patches. Oracle has also addressed security issues with updates for popular software like Firefox and .NET on Oracle Linux. Given the widespread nature of these vulnerabilities, users are strongly encouraged to apply security patches without delay to mitigate risks and maintain robust security. More updates are anticipated as Oracle continues its security evaluations. SUSE has been proactive in issuing security advisories and updates to enhance system protection across various platforms. Key updates include security patches for the Linux kernel and Linux kernel RT, along with live patch updates aimed at addressing vulnerabilities to prevent potential exploits. These updates apply to components within several versions of SLE. Critical vulnerabilities have been addressed, such as an information disclosure issue in SUSE RKE and a local privilege escalation vulnerability in OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. There is particular focus on a vulnerability in SUSE Package Hub affecting OpenSUSE Leap and Tumbleweed, and another requiring local exploitation found in various SUSE Linux products. Additionally, SUSE Rancher users should be aware of a weak authentication vulnerability. Security advisories have also been issued for applications and services like Python Starlet, KeepAlive, and RubyGem Puma, covering both critical and moderate vulnerabilities. Further, components such as Unbound, OpenIPMI, Librarchive, Jetty Minimal, etcd, and PHP 8 have received updates to enhance security integrity. SUSE's continuous vigilance and issuance of crucial updates show their steadfast commitment to protecting their platforms and users from emerging cyber threats. Users are encouraged to apply these updates promptly to safeguard against potential vulnerabilities. In recent WordPress developments, several vulnerabilities have been found in various plugins, heightening security concerns for users and developers. Notably, Jetpack has released an important update to fix a long-standing security flaw, underscoring the need for regular plugin updates to ensure website safety. Numerous plugins are facing serious security issues, including cross-site scripting (XSS) vulnerabilities affecting plugins like Smart Online Order for Clover, SEO Manager, Logo Slider, and Parallax Image. In addition, Forminator Forms and Gora Tech Cooked Pro plugins suffer from cross-site request forgery (CSRF) vulnerabilities. Plugins such as Brandon White Author Discussion and Lodel Giraldo Simple Code Insert Shortcode are vulnerable to SQL injection attacks, posing major risks. Additionally, privilege escalation issues have been detected in Takayuki Imanishi's ACF Images Search and Insert plugin and the WP Easy Post Types plugin. These vulnerabilities demand immediate attention to plugin updates and security checks. Information disclosure and authentication weaknesses are also concerns, affecting plugins like ArrayTix, WP TimeTix, and TimeClock. The Uploads plugin is vulnerable to directory traversal attacks, while the LimGallery plugin highlights the ongoing challenge of securing WordPress sites. Users should also be cautious of malicious plugins disguised as fix-it solutions that may introduce Trojan infections to websites. This serves as a reminder of the importance of keeping plugins updated, adhering to best security practices, and staying informed about emerging vulnerabilities. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stay safe online, and don't miss our weekly cybersecurity episode coming up next time.